וישב יעקב בארץ מגורי אביו, בארץ כנען. אלה תולדות יעקב. וישב יעקב בארץ מגורי אביו בארץ כנען. אלה תולדות יעקב. יוסף בן 17 שנה, היורויס איכוב בצוין, והוא נער אז בני וילה את בני זילפה. ויובי יוסף אז דיבוסום אוהל אביה. ספות לא מזר פסק ג' וישראל אוהב אס יוסף מכל בונוב, כי בן סכונים לוי ואוסר לוי קטוינס פסים. The pasuk starts with Yisrael ohav es Yosef mikol banov ki ben zkunim uloy ve'osa lo iksoin es pasim ve'yiru echov ki oysa ohav aviyem mikol echov ve'isnu oysa ve'lo yochlu dabroi le'sholoim. It's interesting. Yisrael ohav es Yosef mikol banov ki ben zkunim uloy. He liked Yosef more from all of his sons. Ve'yiru echov ki oysa ohav aviyem mikol echov. The brothers saw that the father likes him more from all of the brothers. So, Rabbi Shabbos Soloveitchik zogt that Yaakov liked Yosef from all of his sons, ki he ben skunim uloy. This has been about the brothers. He's a ben skunim, they're not a ben skunim. So the tata likes the ben skunim. What bothered them is that he likes them more from all of the brothers. As sons, he's a ben skunim, they're not a ben skunim. But Yaakov, Mikol Bonov, for sure, he's a better son, he's a ben skunim. But when they saw that he's better as brothers, mean that Yaakov is boicher. And how he saw it? Because by Yaaslik Soin Esposim, meaning to say he has a mile above them, this didn't bother them. The love, they didn't bother them that he loves. But it means that he's better from all the brothers. Meshechokhma says that the bar was Mikol Echov. They knew Rochel, Yaakov liked Rochel more from Leah. We don't know what it means, but Yaakov liked Rochel more from Leah. So the kids of Rochel are better. But they saw Ki Oysa Oyavaviyah Mikol Echov, that he got the Ketanus Pasim and not Binyamin. So it means that even for Binyamin he's better. It means it's not because it's the son of Rochel, like the Meshechokhma. It's because Yaakov decided to pick Yosef. You know what the Sforim explain, the Amkis and the Parsha, that the Oymik of the Parsha is that the brothers were scared. They knew was Avram Avinu, Yitzchok v'Yishmael. Yishmael was out, Yitzchok carried on. Was Yitzchok, was Yaakov and Esav. Esav was out, Yaakov carried on. They felt that what Yosef is Moitzi Dibor Ho'aleim, what will happen will be, they will be out and Yosef will be the Mamshich. And this is what they were fighting. This is what they were holding. He's a Roidef. We also want to be Shivteka. Yosef is trying to push on us, like Esav was out, like Yishmael was out. So if this time he likes, it's Einzach. But if we see that he's choosing Yosef over Binyamin, it means Taki, that is a Bechira be Yosef. This is what the brothers didn't want. ויחלום יוסף חלום ויגד לאחוב ויסיפו אוי צנוע אוי סוי. They even hated him more. It says before they hated him and they couldn't speak to him shalom. But they hated him more. ויאמר עליהם שימו נוע חלום הזה אשר חלומתי. Listen to my dream. הנה אנחנו מעלמים עלומים בתוך הסודה. והנה קומו עלו מוסי וגם ניצובו. והנה תסובנו לעלומוסיכם. What is this three times? Vehine anachnu me'almin. Vehine komo alumasi. Vehine this. What statement? Vehine. Vayemer alem shimu nachalim asher cholamti. Anachnu me'almin alumim b'teich hasode. Vato komo alumasi. V'gam nitzama. Vata suben alumusayichem. V'tishtachmenu alumasi. Vehine. Zog Dor HaChaim HaKadosh. There's two kinds of dreams. There's dreams. That are shtikel nevuah, b'chaloyim adaber boy. בחלום עד אבא בו. מדי היום הזה, people could have dreams. צדה זה מוסר, חפץ חיים had different dreams. זה בבוסט, רבייניש, אלמון. It's a lot of dreams. אלו ממש מייסים, פינסטר. אבל צדה more dreams than a garnished. How do you know if the dreams, like דורח חיים, is the chalomis of the tzeirim, the youngers, or real dreams? He says, the more that the chalom is clear, like the day, then you know the chalom is emes. Vehine, he said, vehine, vehine, it was very clear, was, things are happening very clear. I knew the dream is emes. And the pasuk says, vayomru lo yechov, hamoloich tim lo yecholeinu, imoshoil tim shoil bonu. המלוך תים לא יכולנו, עם משול תים של בונו. ויסיפו אוי, סנאו ישראל על חלומו ישראל ועל דבר. So, רשי says, look in רשי, what is המלוך תים לא יכולנו, עם משול תים של בונו? אנחנו רוצה כפיילס. המלוך תים לא יכולנו, עם משול תים של בונו. רשי says, נשלוק עם רשי, אבן עזרה. זוג דה בן עזרא, המלוך תמלוך המשול תמשול, אנחנו נשים חו מלך, אוי אתו תמשול בעל כוח בוי בונו בחוסקו. המלוך תמלוך עם משול תמשול, זוג דה בן עזרא, אנחנו נשים חו מלך, אוי אתו תמשול בונו בחוסקו. So the חילוק of מלך, או מושל is, זה בבוס דבורת of the goyen. The goyen says, מלך is a מלך of the people choosing. He's a king. A Moishel is a person that is a king in force. He's a strong person and he takes over the country. B'meile is Gishmak, Loshen HaPosuk. V'hine anachnu ma'almim alomim b'teich ha'sode. V'hine komo alu mosi v'gam nitzovo. Myself. V'hine tisuben alu mosiichem v'teshtecheven alu mosi. So this is what they asked him. What is going on here? Mitzad ha'echod, you're telling us, v'hine komo alu mosi. מצד אחד, ותשתכוון על המסייכם. So, both things. מצד אחד, he said, it looks like I will be the king. מצד שני, you will bow down to me. Means you will agree. So this is what they asked him.
What can it be once? They're bowing down. Because
yeah, but the chalom is mashma that they did it on their own kilo. They went and they bowed down. So this is what they asked him. What is going on? What do you think? You'll be a melech? You think you'll be a moishel? We disagree with both. The Goyen says that this is the pshat, kila Hashem ha-melucho, כאילו השם המלוכו, הוא מוישל בגויים, והויו השם למלך. כאילו השם המלוכו, הוא מוישל בגויים, והויו השם למלך. אני עושה את זה, והויו, אז משמע לא עושה את לבוי. זה דגויין הזה. כאילו השם המלוכו, כלל ישראל הוא מקבל על מלך. הוא מוישל בגויים. They were not מקבל, but dear his מוישל. אבל, והויו השם למלך על כל האורץ, ביום ההוא, ויעטו שכם לעובדךו. וידו כל העמים, ויתנו לך כעשר מלוכו. Everyone will come, במילא, כאילו השם המלוכו, ומוישל בגויים, והיו השם למלך. So it says that, המלוך תמלוך ומשול תמשול. Look at the פסוק, המלוך is without a vav, משול is with a vav. ומה יש, המלוך also needs a vav, because it's a חוסר, זה אבא חוילום. The משול is with a vav. So לוי told me, לוי from America, לוי told me today, אז, it's stated in one of the midrashim that it's connected shisha melochim that were moilech from Shevet Menashe and it was shisha shoiftim that were moilech from Shevet Ephraim and the novi we have in from Shevet Menashe was shisha melochim that were melochim sheinom ksheirim and we had shisha shoiftim that were ksheirim Yeshua l'moshul Shevet Ephraim he was a shoift, shoift kosher. So this is Ba'atzim was the remez, Amaloich Timloich Moshe Timshoel, that Lemaisa was a tkufu, that Lemaisa Yosef was Moshe. But while the Melochim was Shisha Melochim She'enom Ksheirim, so the Vav is Chosor. And the Moshe Timshoel, did the Vav is Mole, can get Shisha Melochim, Shisha Shoftim Ksheirim, Shemolcho Al Yisrael, can get this Shisha Shoftim Ksheirim, was the Vav, multiple. is a gewaldike vort. To say the word I saw in the Chavatzelas HaShorim was one of the nicest things. Let me help. The Pasuk says like this. Yosef has two dreams. One dream, אנחנו מעלנים עלומים בתוך הסודר. קומו עלומוסי וגם ניצובו, והנה תסובנו עלומוסיכם ותשתחבנו לעלומוסי. This is one dream. Then Yosef has another dream. השמש, היורח, 11 כוכבים משתחווים, the sun, the moon, and 11 stars. And again, the father tells him, הווי נובוי, אני ועמכו ואחריכו, להשתחו וסליחו ארצו, והיקנו ביוחו ואוביב שומר לסדובו. Frek the das came from Bala Atesvis. Das came from Bala Atesvis is a Rishon. We know that Yosef told Paroi, "Val hishanoi sachaloyim." If a dream comes, ki memayr o elokim la'aso yisoy. If a dream comes twice, it means Hashem wants to do it now. So Yosef had a double dream, and it takes 22 years till the dream happens, and then another 7 shnei aro asoiva. And to Paro he tells, here Yosef is Balach Haloimus. He knows he has a dream in his pocket. It's not happening. And he tells Paro, Herzachain, a double dream, ki memayro Elohim la'aso Yosef. As if like the Daskenim. Zog the Daskenim from Balach Haloimus. That it was not the same dream. The first dream was, Hine kom alumosi v'nitzavo v'tashtachaveno, 11 alumos. He says like this. In the first dream, Yosef had an aluma, and the aluma, the 11 alumas, were mishtachve to his aluma. In the second dream, they were mishtachve to Yosef himself. In the first dream, they were not mishtachve to Yosef. Yosef had a bandle. The bandle stand up, ki'ilu it's Yosef, and 11 bandles bow down to a bandle. No Yosef. The second dream already got more clear. It was myself. I was standing there, and all of you, not even you, the stars were bowing down to me. So, first dream was half clear, was one bandle, 11 bandles were bowing down to one bandle. Second dream, stars, mishtachvim to me. It's nicht dieselbe dream. As I said, that's getting about that. And Iker HaShayle, the Askenim himself answers. It's a Rashbam. The Askenim asks another kasha. The Askenim Taki asks the kasha. So why Taki in the first dream, the Alumas were mishtach with the Alumas, and in the second dream they were mishtach with the Yosef? Says Posh. What would be in the other dream? You see one star in the sky, 11 stars bowing down to a star. How you know it's Yosef? In the bandoling Dalton, Yosef took a piece. He put, so we know this is Yosef's. So now if the other one's buried down to Yosef, we know it's Yosef. In the second dream, how we know that it's Yosef? 11 stars were mishtachvet to one star. So there Yosef himself had to be in the dream.
No, maybe we say
that. But we could say a different pshatim. We know that the chaloyim is be'etzim are one chaloyim, yeah? For sure it was one chaloyim. So it's tak interesting. Why in the first chaloyim we don't have the mother, we don't have the father, we only have the brothers. The second chaloyim is already Yaakov and the Yoreach and the Shemesh. Zog the Ramban. Be'emes it's one chaloyim. Aber zog the Ramban was two nevuas. Was the first nevuah that 11 brothers will come down the first time and they will mishtachvet to Yosef. And this is the reason when there were 10. Yosef asked to bring Binyamin because he remembered that he has to meet. Ramban says that Yosef felt it's a nevuah. And not only that, Ramban says why Yosef didn't send to call his father. Because he knew that a nevuah has to be that first the 11 brothers will come and mishtachaveh without the Shemesh v'yoreach, and only after that the father will come with the Shemesh v'yoreach. Right? So Yosef, the Ramban says Yosef knew that it was two nevuahs. And the nevuahs have to go in order. First 11 brothers come, and then the father comes.
So what happened? First 10 brothers came.
No, so this is Golnisht. No, that was Nishkeven the nevuah bichlal. The 10 was Golnisht. He called the 11. And Yosef felt that he has to make kind the nevuah. The man he didn't tell the father. So you can ask. You can ask Mr. what he saw wants to ask. So tell the 11 brothers to come. The father could wait outside, and then the father will come inside.
That's why it starts with Maishal.
The brothers, not a dream. It starts with Melech and then goes to Maishal. Okay. The answer is like this. Nechu to answer all of the shaylas together. And this is the emes pshat. This mamish mosik midvash. I think mamish neifas tzufim. The first dream, Yosef dream that he will be bandling these bandles together with his brothers, and he will make a luma, and then all the brothers will come down to bear it down to him. And that dream, they will not know that they're bearing down to Yosef. They don't know it's Yosef. They know that this big mister has a lot of food. This is what happened. They came to bear it down to the food. Yosef hu ha-mashbir, the alumos. This was the dream. All of you need food. All of you will come down to me to ask for food. Wait, in a second. You'll be a king, right? He will be the king. But they will not know that he's the king. The dream told him he will be a king without them knowing that he's the king. They told him, you will never be a king. But the dream says when he will be the king, they will not know that he's the king. This is the first dream. Then I will tell you I'm Yosef, and all of you will come down with the father, with the mother, and you'll be mishtachve li. To Yosef, you'll be mishtachve. You're not be mishtachve to my food. Not only that, the Pesuk says, Vayishtachve Yisrael al Rosh Amito. Rashi says, Idne betage sagile. That Yosef was mishtachve to his father. Your father was mishtachve to Yosef. There was not the ta'alumis. The first time was the ta'alumis. Well, it's even more gishmak. Now, why Yosef could not send in the beginning to call the brothers quick to come, and you know, Yaakov will wait outside. The whole idea of the first dream was that the brothers will come and mishtachve, and they will not know that I'm Yosef. If I send the message, and Yosef, brothers, come, I lost the whole purpose. I have a dream, this is the Oymek of the Rambam. The first dream is, V'anachnu me'almim alumim b'tei chasadeh. V'anachnu me'almim alumim b'tei chasadeh. And b'meir yubi mishtach v'te my aluma. And thus is medin Yosef hu ha-mashbir. And this is the first dream, and then you will not know that I'm Yosef. And then the second dream comes, and then the mishtach b'takeh to Yosef. I think it's Emes Pshat, Seder HaParsha. The Rebbe Shibar said that it's interesting. The brothers told him, "Amalechtim lo yicholenu imashol timshol, vayasifu oitzno oitzno al chalomoiso ve'al dvor." Then he said he has another dream. Vayisaper lechol vayomer necholamti chalomoi lashemesh ve'reach v'chalas rechol mishtach v'mli. Vayisaper el oviv. So look how it goes. Vayachalom oit chalom acher posuk tes. He told it to his brothers. Prosecuted. The first dream, he went to the brothers, he didn't go to the father. What, you think you'll be the king? Then they knew the aloch is. So Lemaise, they were very upset now that Lemaise, they were poisel the chaloim that he has to be a king. And this state in fortune, but this is one of the reasons they got very by Yosifu Oitzna Oysa al Chalamoisa val Dvorov. The fortune said al Dvorov, I saw him in fortune being now, because he was also Metargem. I saw the Askenim as a Kasha, what is Chalamoisa? There was only one Chaloim here. Say this is one Kasha. So the Rachaim says, because Chalamoisa was a lot of things in the dreams. Kamalumosi, Vigam Nitsovo, Vatasubeno. So this is Chalomoisov. But then he told him another story. And then they kept quiet. They didn't want to make another Pisorin. So Yosef went over again and told it again to the father and the brothers. And the father said the same answer what they said before. And then they saw, Yaakov also says that this is what the dream means. Now they got jealous. Now they realized this reason before they were not jealous. Before they said it, then they said, it's dangerous to say it. Okay, we'll keep quiet next time. Then the father also said the same terrors. Now they knew that the dream is going to be. Vayikanu bayoviv echov, oviv shamar esadovim. Zog the pasuk. ואיכוב לירוס הצוין אביהם בשכם. They went to Shechem. So before Shem explained why דווקא שכם, ויאמר ישראל אל יוסף, הלא יוכיחו רואים בשכם, לכו ואשלחו עליהם, ויאמר לו הנני. So before Shem explained, Shechem was a dangerous place, because למעשה, כלל ישראל had the whole מעשה there. But I heard also another pshat, that it's more from that. That Shimon ולוי למעשה killed the whole city. Yosef had a taina on them, why you killed the whole city. They did it l'shem shomayim, but l'maisa they killed. So the place had a weakness. B'dakis in Ruchnius, that it's easy to kill. And this is the reason the brothers wanted to kill Yosef in the same place. This was the place. This was the place that was a b'giyah, a vada, they did it l'shem shomayim, but was a weakness. You know the Gemara in Makkos that Yudah Mudbeis b'shchem shchicha roitzchim. Moses the Gabeir Miklot. You have to put a special Miklot. The Gemara in Makkos that Yudah Mudbeis that has two lines open. B'shchem shchicha roitzchim. She never dare roitzchim shchemo. What is the pshat? This place avada megimacht. It says that Klal Yisrael afterward they go to the war. It says that you need a chizuk because l'maisi you kill people, so the killing becomes an easy zach. Even if you do it l'shem shomayim, especially here was a tviyah.
They knew when they went to
that
he's going to come and they're going to
No, I'm saying, stop. Why this thing happened in Shechem? Because could be Lama Zogin if there would be Lama Zogin in Hebron. Even later they came to Hebron. Lama Zogin would be in Yerushalayim. Could be there they would not start to think to kill their brother. The reason they started to think to kill their brother, and that place, the Ruchnius of the place, like we know.
They went,
but the Pshat is that Lemaise, it started in Shechem, the plan, as Eshtay Tzvor, that the plan to kill Yosef started in Shechem. No, but they were thinking that they will kill him. The plan.
For the future.
The plan started from the bad weakness of the Mokim Shechem. Vayevol alech lo rea shleim achecho ve shleim atzoin ve ashivein et ovo ve ashtachinu mehem echevon ve yovo ishchem. He came to Shechem. Vayim tzeeyu ish ve hine soye basod. וישאלהו איש לאמור, מה תבקש? ויאמר, אשאך אנכי מבקש, הגידונו לי, איפה הם רואים? זוג דה רמב"ן, this רמב"ן, I think every year has to go over this רמב"ן a couple times in his life. רמב"ן צועק את זה. וימצאהו איש תויה. והנה תויה בסוד. יאמר כי הוא תויה מן הדרך, ולא יודע אונו ילך. Yosef just got mixed up, and he started to get lost. He was going around. Think the Ramban, what is this nafkemina? Yosef came, he got lost. He found someone, Chazal said it was Gavriel. ויאמר, אשאך אני מבקש, הגידנו לי. ויאמר, איש, נוסו מזה, שמעתי, אומרים, נלכו דויסונו. And Rashi says, נוסו מזה, הסיעו עצמו מן האחווה. You hear it, Tzvi? Like, you forgot this Rashi when you asked. Nosu mizeh hisiu es atzlo min ha'achvo. I heard that when they travel from here, they're planning not to be your brothers, they hate you. It was a move that took place in Shechem. Shomati, I heard them when they traveled away from Shechem, she'en megiret. It's behel in divrei Rashi, when you asked. So, Voida Rambal, what is this arichus? Herzachayim. ויאריך בזה להגיד כי סיבויס רבוס בואו אילוב. קדוש ברוך הוא was so nice to Yosef HaTzadik. He made so much reasons to Yosef to think, I really, my father told me to go to Shechem. I know my brothers hate me, it's dangerous. But I wanted to go. I got lost. I had to come back home. רואי לאחזור. סובה לכבוד אביו. First to show how much Yosef was מחבד אב. You could say, okay, my father sent me to go. I tried my best. I could go back. It's dangerous. But the Ramban more from that. Ki agzeiro emes. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to happen is true. Rabbi say, listen to this message. Ve'acharitzus sheker. And if a person tries to change the things, David, listen very good. It never changes. Ki zman lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu meir ha'derech. Shlo imidaito le'avio biyodo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants something to happen. So when Yosef was sitting in the cave of Mitzrayim, he thought to himself, I know it's from Hashem. It's not a mistake. Because if the brothers just wanted to kill me, I didn't find them. I didn't have to have a malach. I got so much messages not to go there. And Hashem wanted it to happen. to teach us, don't think some things happen because they have to happen. It happens because Hashem wants it to happen. So this is the reason Hashem made it so hard for Yosef to find his brothers, and the Malach, and again, hints, stop, and Yosef carries on going. Because if it has to happen, it has to happen. I saw a Givaldik Izach. From Chasam Sefer, he says it's a Gemara in Chulin, Daf Tzadikei, that Amiroim was three ways they checked themselves before they went to do something. The Gemara says like this: Rav, he would come, if he would have to pass the river, he would come to the river. If the boat was there when he came, he would go. If he would have to wait for the boat, he knew it's not for him. Gemara in Chulin Tzadikei. Shmuel, the Gemara said, would check the last thing that he learned today. If he would find a remes there that is not to go, he would not go. Rabbi Yechonon, the Gemara said, was asked a little kid, tell me a pasuk. The Gemara says, why is that ma'in and mechashef? The Gemara says, these were the three amiroim. Rav came to check if the boat is there, he would go. If not, he would come back. Shmuel checked what he learned last. What says there? Rabbi Yechonon asked. Zog the Chasam Sefer, all of these three things happened to Yosef Hakeld. First, he got lost. He couldn't find the boat. He had to say, Vice days, I don't have to be there. Hashem stopped me. Then, he looked, the last thing that he learned with his father, Egla Ufa. Someone is killed. Just go back. He met a person, it's not a kid, and he asked him, say, what the Malach told him? Nosu mizeh, they hate you. These are the three messages that Chazal tell us. Aber, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, Acharitzus Sheker, Udvar Hashem Miskayim. So it's not a mistake. So the Ramban, Elik Ramban, Ramban says that these three psukim are teaching us in the pasuk, you know, because now the brothers are hating, things are happening, it's me'ashomayim. Everything is happening here me'ashomayim. The Nachal Eliyahu adds, he says that lemaise it's a malach. So why the malach told him, the malach helped Yosef to fall? Okay, it's Ratzon Hashem. But he says, the pshat, why the Malach told him, Nosu mizeh, Mimon Afshach. If the Malach doesn't want him to go there, don't tell them where they are. And if you're telling them, why are you giving Yosef a hint, they hate you? Mimon Afshach. If you want to tell Yosef where they are, say where they are. So the Nachal Eliyahu, Be'etzem, Yosef was a shliach mitzvah. So it could not happen to him, because Einam Nizarikim. But the Malach told him, Nosu mizeh, they want to kill you, they hate you. So it became a mokim sakona. Mokim sakona, mokim shkech et zeike, shluchim mitzvah einu nizeikim. And Yosef decided to go anyway, but made it happen to Yosef. Vayiru oisei merochoik, beterem yikrav aleim, vayisnaklu oisei lehamisoik. They wanted to kill him. So we'll see this psukim good. Vabnineda. Vayim ru isha lochib shimon velevi, hine barach aloim es alazebo, vata luchu venargenu, we'll kill him. ונשליחנו באחד הבוירס, ואומרנו חי או רוח על תור, ונראה מה יהיו חלומו יסף. So the Orachayim HaKodesh says a Givaldik Epshat. They said like this. If we have to tell the father something, yeah? We can't lie. So if, why, let us to kill him, and to give it back to the father. So then we have to lie. What will tell the father? We fought. We will kill him and we'll put him inside of one of the pits. And the animals will eat him. And we'll tell the father, Chayo Roa Chaloso, it's not a shekel. The animals ate him. We said the animals killed him. Achim didn't want to lie. The man said, Nargenu, Nashlichenu Bechad HaBoyres, Vomarnu Chayo Roa Chaloso. וישמע ראובן ויצילהו מיודו. ויאמר לא ינקנו נפש. ויאמר להם ראובן אל תשפכו דם השליחו יסי אל הבור הזה אשר במדבור ויד אל תשלחו בוי למען הצילו יסי מיודם להשיבו ילוב. ויקע אשר בו יוסף אל אוכל ויפשיטו יסי יוסף סקוטנטוי ויקחו וישליחו יסי הבוירו והבוי ריק אין בוי מים. לא מזה, זה סבי שוורי פסוק. Reuben says in Pasuk Chof Aleph, לא ינקנו נפש, פסוק חובייס, נשליחו איזו לבויר הזה אשר במדבור, ויול אל תשלחו בוי. זוג דפסק, ויקחו וישליחו איזו הבוירו, והבוי ריק אין בוי מים. זוג רשי, זה גמור אין שבס, ממשמע שנה פסוק חוב ד', ממשמע שנמה והבוי ריק אין יודע שאין בוי מים. מה אתה מולה מה אין בוי מים? מים אין בוי, אבל נחושים והקרבים יש בו. So the shaila is, the Gemara says that if a person falls into a pit that has nechoshim ve'akrabim, you say edus olav shumes, you're allowed to be mater his wife, because if the pit is full with snakes and akrabim, for sure they bit him. For sure he's dead. So this is vayishma ruven vayatzilem miyodom. Don't say it's to save a person. Me'idim olav shumes. So the babus dorachaim shiter mechudu shiten bal bitochem. That the Rachaim says that a Baal Pchire could kill even if a person doesn't deserve to be killed. It's the Mechulish de Keshita from the Baal Rachaim HaKodesh. We go Nishtazek. But the Rachaim HaKodesh is Mahalach that the Baal Pchire could kill you even if you don't deserve to be killed. But a Baal Chai only kills you if you deserve to be killed. So this is what Yosef, Reuben said, listen, the Shaila is if Yosef deserves to be killed or not. If you will kill him, maybe you will kill him, Stam. You know, we will throw him into the pit. Now, if he deserves to be killed, he will be killed. If he doesn't deserve to be killed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save him. So it's Meduik in the Pasuk. Vayishma Ruben, Vayatzileihu Miyodom. Not Vayatzileihu. Look at Pasuk Chovale. So, Vayatzileihu Miyodom. Miyodom. But we could say another Zach, that you were holding like 2-3 days before Chanukah. The Gemara Zakt in Shabbos, Rav Chof Alef Amud Beis, Ner Chanukah, Dorash Rabbi Yonison Bar Simloi, Mai Dichsiv Vaboy Reik, Vomindag the Pasuk, Vayikhu Vayash, Pochof Dalev, Vayikhu Vayash, Vayikhu Vayash, Vayikhu Vayash, Vaboy Reik, Ein Boy Mai. Frank the Gemara, Ashtet Aboy Reik, I know she Ein Boy Mai. ממש מה שנאמר והבוי ריק, איני יודע שאין בו מים? כבר שתי חלית שאין בו מים. מה תלמוד לא אמר אין בו מים? אין בו מים, אבל נחושים והקרבים יש בו. ודור אשר רבי ינסן בר סמלוי, נרחניקה שהניחו למעלו מ-20 עמו פסולה. מי טיימה לא שאלת בעיני, you can't see it. פרקדם רבי ינסן אייבש, it's one of the שייכס to members. דורא שביינסם בסמלוי, שנמה והבוי ריק אין במים, ממשמע שנמה והבוי ריק אין יודע שאין במים, אלא מה אתה מולה מרים במים, מים אין בה ונחושי והקרב אם יש בו. פרס מימרה. סקנד מימרה, דורא שביינסם בסמלוי, מי נרסיב, אין בלחל הגשליחו למעלה מסמאמו, פסולו, כמובוי, משום דולי שרת בעין. So some people say because the same name, a lot of times in the Gemoras, they have memories with the same name. אבל נמל יש להם חומץ, one near each other, and two different names. So נמל יש להם חומץ, we can't answer this status. So what is the answer? So the Rebbeinus and Ibishis was a kasha. Reuben said not to kill them. They threw him to the boy with Nechoshim ve'akrabim. Me'idim alav shemetz. The Teretz is, was lemata me'esrim amu, they couldn't see the snakes. Me'idim nechanek ha'shinich lemata me'esrim amu psula, because you can't see the nechanek. This is the famous word that everyone says on Rebbeinus and Ibishis. I heard it when I was a kid, I think 5 years old already. That's the tzushta. But I think a little bit to say a little bit more amkus. A little bit more amkus. I see, last time I look up, I see planes, Lamala Meslimama also. Don't know all of you see, but I see Lamala Meslimama. It's his, you know. The Pshat is it. Avade, we're going with the Pshat of the Rachaim HaKodesh, that they saw the snakes, but it's the Pesuk is coming to say, Aboy Reik Ein Boy Maim, Aval Nechoshim Vayakrabim Yesh Boy. The question was, if the Rachaim HaKodesh is right, that Reuben told him, listen, Besupik if he has to kill or not, we'll put him into the snakes. If he's chayim misa, the snakes will bite him. If not, they will not bite him. Okay, they put him into the boy, and the snakes didn't touch him. It's the raya, it's a tzaddik. Pull him out, saying, Shulvik, Yosef, and so, we're sorry. No, they leave him there. Then the Arabs come, they sell him to the Arabs. What's the Teretz says, Avada was a nes. But the nes didn't happen near their eyes. It happened 20 amas down. Maybe the snakes are sleeping, maybe the... we don't know what. The Hainu, when you see the miracle in front of you, you're happy spyless. When it's a little bit, oh, it was a car accident, yeah, maybe the car, but what was not mamish in front of them. The Ner Chanukah, what was the Netzochen of Ner Chanukah? Shtei the Yevonim, said, "Kisvu lochem al keren ashoir, ein lanu chelik v'nachlo b'eloike Yisrael." Right, the Gemara says the Yevonim told that the Yidden they have to write al keren ashoir, ein lanu chelik v'nachlo b'eloike Yisrael. What is the pshat al keren ashoir? So some people say in the old days instead of buses they had like shoirim, cows. So they had these big posters on the buses. So they said al keren ashoir they had to have big posters, ein lanu chelik v'nachlo b'eloike Yisrael. One mahalach. Here's from my Zeder Reb Leib Gurwitz Tzal. Saw in the British Museum that in the old days they didn't have bottles for kids. So they would take a horns, they would make a little hole, and this would be the bottle for the little kid to drink. So it means kisvu lachem al keren ha-shoyer on the bottles, you know, like today they put the rabbonim pictures around the carriages. On the bottle, if the baby, kisvu lachem ein lanu chelik v'nachlo b'Yisrael. But I said, what is the yesod of the Yevonim? The yesod of the Yevonim is, we're today in the day of the Yevonim again. Shait that biz Mashiach Tzidkeinu, the Yevonim would be the ikar golus that Klal Yisrael have. Why? What is the difference in Yevonim? You know, the Yevonim, they bring in the sports, yeah? What is that with the Zohar sports? Well, why so bad sports? You know, people run after a bull, they hit it, they get it again, they throw it again. What is the guy that's a godless, yeah? Say it, what is so bad? Okay, sport, I hell sport, I want to explain. Our Zaydis, you know what Nisyonis they had in Russia? They didn't let them to learn. They said, if you learn, they kill you. They kill you. They mamish kill you if you learn. People had to hide in caves to sit and learn Torah. It was a big Nisayon to sit and learn Torah. The Yevonim came with a new kind of Nisayon. We're not stopping you. It's very interesting outside. It's very nice. You have a nice circus outside. Come to see the lion fighting with a person. As I state that La'asid Lovoy, our dog is the Shpitz Yavon Dikadoyah. You know, we're sitting here in the room of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, the Eliki room. These are the Sfarim that Reb Chaim Shmulevitz had. A couple more Sfarim. The person of Kula Terekula. There's a Rambam here, a nice Rambam. 10 years before he was Nifter, this Talmidim gave him a Rambam. I know from my great grandfather. A Shas? One person to a city had a Shas. How you manage? How? And if we chapped up Kveger with a taste fest, we yell. They didn't own a Shas even. But every Achron has to know every tesis and every line of Oy of the Mar Shofa got a tesis Chas B'Shalom. But they didn't have Sfarim. You know, Rav Ruderman, Shiva of Ner Yisrael, he was blind in the end of his lines. Not Mamish blind. Here's what I heard from my father, I think. When he was a Bacher in the Yeshiva, the Ol Samech came out, and one night a guy bring Ol Samech to the Yeshiva. A couple days. Stay for Ol Samech. His turn to see the Ol Samech was by night. And he didn't have a candle. So he stood outside on the moon and he learned the whole Ol Sameach that night. From that his eyes got weak later. Our days, Oiz V'Hodol, Art School, Masifte, I don't know the names already, Gemaras, CD, MP3, MP5, yeah, what do you want? Then you have Mar Mekoymes, you know, if you have a kash, you look and find Mar Mekoymes. If no one asks it, you know, it's not a question. Kaib Raman Aloche, this Piske Azeh, Kitzur Sheba Kitzur, Kitzur Ala Kitzur, Sefer Alikutim. Everything is available. There's nothing not available. And the Yitzhar is so big today. All these little chips full of all that virus. Yeah? Who you want? You can have in your pocket. One little pocket. You don't have to open your pocket. No one is stopping you. You can learn. But look what is happening. This was Yavon. This is the goddess of Yavon that we had. And this is the koyach of Yavon. When we say sports, this is the idea. The idea was that till Yavon, no one, they stopped us to learn. Not that they gave us alternative, instead of learning, do something. Yavon was mechadesh, is more chochma chutzim chochmas Yisrael, is nicer things in the world. This is what they were trying to push. And this lasid lavoi, choyshech, this is malchus Yavon, choyshech, dark. I say, why it's dark? Dark, you walk in the dark, it looks terrible. Put a light, you can carry on walking, nothing is stopping you. Nothing's stopping you, just put a big projector and you go weiter. There's no walls. But you go outside with pitch dark, well, it's walls. This is Yavon. It looks, I have to do this, I have to do that. There's nothing there. A little bit leicht from Teirah, leicht from the Menorah. This is the Chanukah. We go back. B'meile, the Nitzachon was to see the light, to see the miracle. So B'meile, the getter of the Pirsum and Nisa is, Shalte Be'ene, that everyone will see we're lighting candles, we are Yidden, we believe in Hashem. Everywhere we say we believe in Hashem, lemalo me'esrim amo, we see it, but it's not shalta be'ene. This is the tzushtof of our Gemara. The abayi reik en boi ma'im nechoshim v'akravim yesh boi was a miracle. It was too down. The same thing, Nechanike Lamala Me'asim Abba is too high. The Nechanike has to be in front of us. The Goyen says, V'aboy reik ein boy maim, I think I heard this from Rav Shteyman. Aval mechoshim v'akrabim yeshba. He said, if aboy reik, if a person doesn't have teire, mechoshim v'akrabim, he gets full with midas chos. Don't believe a person that tells you, I don't learn, but I have midas. I'm a tzaddik. There's no tzaddik without learning. En kaze davar. Nechoshim ve'akrabim, snakes. It's like a terrible snake. Person that doesn't learn, don't believe is one nice person that doesn't learn Torah. Ve'aboy reik, if the boy is reik, nechoshim ve'akrabim yesh bo. The pasuk goes weiter. Vayishvu leechol vehine archas ishmaelim bo noisim nechois v'tzori v'loit holchim lohirid mitzrayimo holchim lohirid mitzrayimo. Rashi says lomo pirsam akosu besmasom loyedia matenschom shel tzadikim she'ein darkom shel aravim loses elonef ve'itron shirei chomra. ולזה נזדמנו פסומים שלא יוזיקו מריח רע. So the Bale Musar say, it's Bavus the Bale Musar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every punishment that comes to a person is exactly. Yosef has to be sold, he has to go to Mitzrayim. He's suffering terribly, he doesn't know what will be his end. But Hashem doesn't want him to smell a bad smell, so the Arabs that never have such kind of things will carry on psomim. Hashem doesn't give a person, it's terrible, life is terrible. In that terrible, Hashem is measuring. You will have the supper tonight, you will have your bagel, you have, in the suffering, it's exactly punklach. I heard once from the speakers, they say, that it's interesting that the first time the Klal Yisrael are going down to Golis is Yosef. And it's the Arabs with the oil. Rashi starts with the oil, the Arabs have oil. Says it's interesting that it's Keseda. Bisbias Mashiach Tzidkeinu. Says Amot Nazach. Arabs, the first Mashiach, who's the first one that starts a goddess? The Arabs. And Rashi says, where's the oil? No, they're missing the oil. This time they don't have the oil. So, Agirat Azayin Shmuzim, you know, it's not our derech to go around to the Zachem, but Haskor Be'alme, we yaitz that Mahalach also. Long again, right. Zog the Pasuk. Vayomer Yehuda Elechov, Mabetza, what will come out from it? So the Mephoshim asked, it's Amot Nazach. The brothers wanted to kill him. Everyone decided to kill it. Yehuda was quiet. The one that was mixing in was Reuven. Pitam Yehuda wakes up, Rabbi Isai, Ma Betza, Kinaro Gesachinu Vechisinu Esdomo. If we learn like Rashi, he said, Chaval al Kesef. Say that. We had to, we see it was a tvir. Mochro mesachim be'ad na'alayim. State in the novi a tvir. Zog the Kotzke Rebbe is such a nice. It's a good Musar Haskel. It's a good Musar Haskel. Zog the Kotzke Rebbe. They said like this. When you said hine balach haloyim misaze bo, we have to kill him. I agreed. When I heard that you started to make stories, we'll put him in a pit. We'll eat him. We'll not tell the father. Yehuda said no. If you think you have to kill him, don't hide it from the father. If you plan to kill him, the chesinu is damai, you're not straight. It means that you don't hold it, you follow what you're doing. If you can't tell it to the father, we pask him that he's chayav nisa, ma betza kinara gesachinu v'chesinu es damai. Das nisht. You do something, you go away for Shabbos, then you could say where you went away for Shabbos. If you can't say where you went, don't go. If you miss a Seder, you can't say where you were, don't do it. Don't. Yeah. Only if you do something that you could say what you did. If you don't, if you can't say what you did, don't do it.
They tell you to, they didn't want to be mitzvah the father.
Zog Yehuda, meet them together. If you can say it, don't do it. If you can say it, don't do it. Now I saw Givaldi Kipshat, it says, we'll go back to Pasuk Chof Aleph. Vayishma Ruven, Vayatzileu, Vayoymer, Loina Kenu Nefesh. פסוק חוף א'. ויאמר להם ראובן, אל תשפכו דם. בחורה, it's a double פסוק. And פסוק חוף א' says, לא ינקנו נפש. And פסוק חוף ב' says, אל תשפכו דם. What is לא ינקנו נפש, אל תשפכו דם? It's the same thing. So עשה גבלדי כפשט. למעשה, the אחים wanted to kill Yosef for two reasons. Was מחליק as the אחים, why to kill him? Some אחים hold because he was married by Malchus, and some אחים hold because he's a Moitzi Lashon Hora, because he's a Roidef. We see, look at the beginning of the Pasuk. Oh, maybe open the window. Look in Pasuk Yud Ches. We know that Alamo they wanted to kill him. We said at the beginning of the parasha because he said Lashonot to the father and he was trying to kick them out of the family. So look, if you read good Yud Ches Yud Tes Chof, look what is happening here. Vayiru oisa miroichok, everyone. Vayisnaklu oisa leamisoi. Why? Because he was a roidef. Vayomru ish elochiv, Shimon and Levi, hine balach aloimes, nire mayu echalamoisov. Shimon and Levi, they were the kings. Because Reuven lost the melucha because the ma'aseh of Bilo, so Reuven was not the king anymore. So Shimon and Levi were sure that they were the kings. Why Levi? So Shimon told Levi, he's a meirah b'malchus. So there was two reasons to kill him: atzroidef and atzmeirah b'malchus. So Reuven came back now, and this is what Reuven wanted to answer. Reuven said like this: Vayishma Reuven vayomer lo yinakenu nefesh. So, Nakenu Nefesh is Medin Meirah B'Malchus. We're not killing Matz Meirah B'Malchus. Al Tish B'Chudom, the Gemara says, Roidef, Ein Loidam. He told him, Yesh Loidam. So this was telling him, first, Lo Nakenu Nefesh, Medin Meirah B'Malchus. Masha'en Ken, and this is not Negat at Tish B'Chudom. It's Mischus HaMelech, don't hit him. Al Tish B'Chudom is Medin Roidef. Rebbe Elchanan in Kevetz Ma'amorim, I say it every time over. Rebbe Elchanan says it, I say it over. Chalozach of Rebbe Elchanan. Pasuk Chof Gimel, Vahika Shabbo Yosef El Ochov, Vayafshitu Es Yosef Es Kuteinas Apasim, Vayashlichu Al Aboir. The Pasuk says later, Pasuk Lamed Alef, Vayikhu Es Kuteinas Yosef, Vayishchetu Seirizim, Vayitbelu Es Kuteinas Badom. ויש לו סקוטן הספסים ויביאו אל אביהם ויהם רוזי סמצנו הקרנו הקוסיינס בנכו יהם לוי ויקירו ויאמר קטוינס בניחה ירוח אותו הוא טרוף טרף יוסף רבל חונן says on the פסוק למד א' ויקחו סקוטנס ויתבילו יוסף בדם I'm saying over the lotion without explaining אם איני כדאי אם אני כדאי זאת רבל חונן לוחם בעלילס דם Niskablo Blishum Hezber. The reason Klal Yisrael over Golis had this Alila Saddam that the Goyim decided that we eat blood in the matzahs that never exists, and there's no reason that the Goyim will think like that. It's such a stupid idea that the Goyim believe that the Jews, you know, do the matzahs with blood. Im anikidai because keneged va'it busakitoynas badom, and this we have a punishment. ואם שוגיסי השם יחפר בעדי. זה לא שבר בלכון מקרב עצמה המורי. ויקרא יויסי יעקב סמלו יסוב ויוקם ויפוסק למדהי ויקומו כל בונו וכל בנו יסוב לנחמי ואינאים להסנחם ויימר כי אירד על בני עובר שאילו ויפח אויסי עובי. So look how it goes. פוסק למדהי ויקרא יעקב סמלו יסוב ויוסם סג במויסנו ויסעבל על בנו יום עם רבים. ויקומו כל בונו וכל בנו יסוב לנחמי. What is the המשך? ויסבל לבנו יום עם רבים, ויקומו כל בונו וכל בנו יסוב לנחמי. וימוי להסנחם. What is going on? So there's two פשוטים. One פשט, The Chaim HaKadosh says that a person cries when he has one son, he cries all of his life. He lost a son, but if he has a lot of kids, he loses one son, then he goes weiter. So this is what they saw, he's not stopping to cry. So all the fact, in the beginning, everyone was scared to be near Yaakov. So Yaakov sat in the house and cried. But they saw it, Siyamim Rabim. So Vayakumu, everyone started to fill up the house. Bonob, Noisov, they bring everyone to the house. Look, a big family you have. Go weiter in life. As I said, no, Achai. But the Torah Tmima says, Givaldi, 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 Givaldi. It says, Vayisabel al Bonob Yomim Rabim. Vayakumu kol Bonob, Noisov, Vayimoyin leisnachem. He told them, Degzeiro al ames shemishtakeach min alev yudbeis chodesh. He says, if I'm crying more from 12 months, Yosef is not dead. Vayimoyin leisnachem. This is the Hemshech of Sukkim. Vayletz yomim rabim. Vayimoyin leisnachem. It's late, so we'll just finish with another couple of little vavlach. It says in the Pasuk Chofei. Himu says, you know, when they wanted to kill Tamar for the maisa that she did. Vishonchol al chamiyo, she sent to Yehuda lemoyin leisha asher ein leloi anochi hora. Haker lemiach isemes veapsili. Haker, zogt Rashi, haker no, ein no eloloshen bakosho. We'll see Rashi from the beginning, Chofei. Vishol chol chomio lo irotzto lehal bin pono velo ima mimcho animu uberes. Elo leish asher eil eloi, omro im yoide meatzmo yoide. Vim lav yisrefuni ve'al al bin pono. Mikan omru noyach lo ilo odom sheyipo ilo kipshan ha'ish. ועליאל מבני חבר רבי רבי. She didn't want to embarrass him. I asked him שם בזרמון הרבח. She sent to Yehuda, Yehuda, it's you. I was not a Zaino. I did it from you. אם יוידה יוידה, אם לאו, should be burned. פשטי מיש. A gunner comes to your house, you call the police. The police catches him, they take him out of the street. You know how it's embarrassing? Sometimes they fight in the dining room. Everyone says, you know how it's embarrassing for these two bochum that are fighting? State though that it's better to be killed and not to embarrass. Better to be killed and not to embarrass. So how are you allowed to call the police? What do you say? The other person was guilty? Yehuda's also guilty. She's telling Yehuda, it's from you. Yoide, yoide, v'im lav, I'll be killed. So the answer that I got was that dear Yehuda didn't mean to be guilty. He didn't know that it's from him. So now he's put in a matzah that he has to be moided. It's a bizayon. A ganev who asked him to come to be a ganev. It's his fault. But the kasha was said. But lemaise Yehuda's a roitzeach. They're going to kill Tamar with two kids. He's a roitzeach. He's a roidev. You have to kill Yehuda midin roidev. If I see a person is going to kill someone and he knows that he doesn't deserve misa, he's a roidev. So you mechuyev to kill him. And even if you say a person is allowed to give up his life not to embarrass someone else, but there was two babies inside. Benoyach nehrag al ha'ubrim. Benoyach is mitzuv an ha'uber. So Yehuda is a roidev mamish. So it's a mitzvah to take a gun and to kill Yehuda. If you would be there, you would have to jump on Yehuda and kill him. Not if you manage. We'll see vayigash. As I said, so what was the heter? What is the heter? She's a tzaddikis. She doesn't want to embarrass him. What it helps not to embarrass him? What helps not to embarrass Yehuda? So I want to say chidush gadol. I printed it. A lot of people tell me that's not emes, but I think it's emes anyway. Big machlekes with Alec daily, so back and forth. But I hold it's emes. That if based in paskin that a person is chayev misa, and Bezin have a mistake. I'll ask you a question. Israel, let me say I'm Bezin passing that you chayev misa, you're retzeach. Now, you know you're not. But we're passing that you are. We had a mistake. Two Aidim came, Shekel. We're passing you're retzeach. They're going to hang you up on the tree now. So five, they're going to kill you. Five big people coming from Bezin, they're going to chop off your head. You know you didn't do it. Now you have your little Uzi inside you. You could and finish all of them. You're allowed to kill the Bezin and run away or not?
No.
I hold no, everyone says yes. The Bezin are Reutfim. Reutfim! They had a mistake. Reutfim betoes. You know it's not true. You know you're not chayiv misa.
You could only injure them. You can't kill them.
If you can injure them, it's only harder to hit in the head or not.
No, you
got. Why no?
Oh, I hold the best in basketball.
Mistake? Right thing.
Doesn't matter.
So what have you done?
Who are you?
What?
Who are you?
Who are you, the one I didn't kill?
So, just because you know, Adam came and said.
Wait a minute. You know that you didn't kill. You're going to be killed still.
Doesn't matter. Adam came and said you die.
So I have to go. I'm allowed to kill the Beis Din or not? So I pass in that. So everyone says yes. But lefi me it's good. Then I'm not saying chiddush. More for that. What would be? Well, I mean, now lomazogim. The Beis Din know that it's already a mistake, but they didn't change the psak already. What happens then?
What do you mean Beis Din knows?
I'll mistake. Explain it. The case of the Gemara. The aloha is, you know, who has to kill the person?
The Eidim.
Now, so I know that the Eidim know that's not true, right? I know I didn't kill.
Right.
So I know that these Eidim that told basically that I killed, these two came said that you killed. Okay? Now we'll see if you're saying that to kill the basin, okay. Yeah? So they said Eidim that you killed. Okay. Now the basin passing, okay, Eidim killed him. So now they're going to kill you. You're allowed to kill them?
No.
They know that it's time killing you now. Okay. So you don't have to kill them or not?
No.
But they know that it's not a psak. They know that it's a shekel. And it's a gemore, kimat mefureshes. I heard the Eidus. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says Shimon ben Shetach, he killed 80 monsters. So the monsters took two Eidim and they said Eidus that Shimon ben Shetach son killed. So based on Paskin that they have to kill, that they have to kill him. So the Gemara says before they went to kill him, Shimon ben Shetach says, "I'm damning to Hashem that these people that said Sheker will be mekomer." So the Eidim ran to Shimon ben Shetach said, "It's a Sheker." Shimon ben Shetach said, "Kevin shehigish in chayzer magid, we have to kill my son. Hashem will punish you." It's Kevin Shehigit. So I heard that when they took the Nesivis to be the Rav, the Malagole that was in charge, the driver asked the Nesivis in the way this question. So Lamai said, these Eidim know that, not, that it's Shekel. So why the Eidim not Mechuyuv to kill themselves, to chop themselves' hands, not to kill them? The Aloch is Nikta Yad Eidim, he becomes Patu. So they know that the Roitzchim, they have to chop their own hands. That tells us a Psak based thing. So if we say that Psak Bezin is good, so we don't have a Kasha and Yehuda, he passed in that Tomor is Chayav Misa. You're right, it was a Psak Betoris. But the Kozman is not changing with Eishamayim. I, it's an Avna that is not changing, but he's not a Reidev. When I'm going to kill a person, and I mean, don't change my mind, I'm a Reidev. Okay, let's go, because we're running very late. The whole Chanukah, it's a dance. Lama get weiter. It's two more hours that I have to say. I have to say them. Lama test prosecute base. We'll just go quick. Vatit peseyu be bigdoi. Leimor shoch vo imi. Vayazir bigdoi be yodo vayonos vayetze achutza. He left the clothes by her and he ran out without clothes. Shai is, why he ran out without clothes? Take away the clothes and run away. Take away the clothes and run away. But he's not, first, not geschmack to go out without clothes, yeah? But second of all, he doesn't know that the Eidus should make a whole case, and this is what she did. He came home, she said, here, look, the clothes, the Vaisdes was clothes, was not, you know, a tie, yeah? Vaisdes was clothes. So, it could be she was a very strong lady, as Ken said. But I saw the pshat is anders. When a person is holding an Nisoyan, don't stay an extra minute in the Nisoyan to grab away the clothes. We know that Yosef had a Nisoyan. Chazal say, you know, Zarashi, Vahikayim, where's the Pasuk? Pasuk Yudalev, look in Rashi, Pasuk Yudalev. Lasis Malachtoi, Rabbi Shmuel, Chadoma Malachtoi, Mamesh, Chadoma Lasis. Yed Yusmigo Shaloviv. Yosef was a Nisoyan. We don't understand what it means. Yosef was in a big Nisoyan. Zay state. Yosef was a Nisayan. When he was Nisgaber and a Nisayan, you don't stay a second in the place. You don't stay there for a second. Why is it bad to go back to America even for 2 days in the middle of the month? You don't stay a second in the Nisayan. You run away from the Nisayan. You run away. You run away from a Nisayan. I'm not going in now to bar mitzvahs. We'll see later what happens with the bar mitzvah though. Oh, but a person has to run away from the Nisoyan. I see one revolt because it's not a shpet today. Perek Mem Pasuk Yud Zayin. So Hashem evolved from the Chido. The Chido says, the Maaseh has two dreams, Sar HaOifim and Sar HaMashkim. And the Sar HaOifim, he told the Sar HaOifim, the king will kill you. The Sar HaMashkim, yes, do his life. Sar HaOifim and Sar HaMashkim. So how we know that the Sar HaOifim, Yosef told the Sar HaOifim, in 3 days the king will take off your head. And the Sar HaMashkim, he told him, the Sar HaMashkim, thank you, Shekech. Sar HaMashkim, he told him, no, you, the king, will put back in his place. The Shaila is, everyone asked the Kasha, why he didn't say the other way around? Sar HaMashkim, you will be dead. Sar HaOifim, you will live. There's all different answers, Shafet answers, yeah, because the Sar HaMashkim was first. So he was scared, if he would tell the Sar HaMashkim, you'll be killed, the Sar HaOifim will never come over with him, right? So he will be killed, so we don't want to tell the king to take him out. So first he left the first person to live, then the second guy could kill. Okay, is there? But that's in the Cheshbon. But the Chidol Zogt HaGivaldi Givolt. He says, look in Pasuk Yud Zayin. Ubisala Elyon Mikol Maichel Pairo Maise Oife Ve'aoif Oichel Oiso Min Asal Ma'al Roisha. The birds were eating. The Chidol says once, he says he will be masbid this Pasuk with a mashal. He says, was a big race of the best painters in the world. And it was two painters. One painted a paint that he had a little kid, and he had a whole grapes on his head. This was one paint. The other paint was a picture of a house with a curtain. Windows and a curtain. And this was mamish. These were the two best pictures. One, a whole big paint of a kid with grapes on his head. And the other one had a picture of a house. And on the first picture they see, a bird came. They took a bird that likes grapes, and the bird went and tried to take the grapes from the picture. Everyone clapped. The bird thought it was real grapes. The best picture in the world. The bird didn't realize it's not real. Then they asked the little kid, get us something from the house. He ran and tried to move the curtain. So everyone clapped also. The curtain looked real. So it was the shiloh of who to win. So the judge said like this. First, a kid has more seichel. So the melech, if a kid has a mistake, it's a better picture. Some people say, if a kid, animals have a chush. The judge says, no, the curtain is better. And one that did the picture didn't do a good job. If he would do a good job, so the bird would think that the kid is real, he would never go to eat the grapes. So vice versa, the kid, he didn't do a good job. But the bird didn't think there's a real kid there. Because no bird goes on ahead of a kid to take a grape. So many said this to Pshat in our parsha. He told us, if the birds are eating the bread from the top of your head, it means the birds know that you're dead. Because birds don't eat bread. And Mele, he knew that he's dead. There's more, but we're over time.